Dr. Juanita Ferreira, the training manager and registered homeopath for Flordis South Africa.
Hi there, Heather.
Hello. Okay, Dr. Juanita Ferreira, today we're going to be talking about your product, Ginkgosan. Can you tell us about this product, please?
Yes, Heather. Ginkgosan is a combination of two herbs which have been blended synergistically. So it's a combination of your ginkgo biloba as well as your Panax ginseng. And the special part about this, in that it's a synergistic blend, is that they work together.
Okay, all right. That's very interesting. So what is it actually indicated for, Juanita?
Ginkgosan is indicated for your memory and your mental fatigue. I always like to describe it to the layperson as when your brain should be like a sponge absorbing water, it should be absorbing information, and we become a little bit exhausted, that brain is almost like a rock. It's not absorbing anything. So that is exactly what your Ginkgosan is indicated for.
All right. Okay. Now, can you paint a picture for us to let us just understand how Ginkgosan assists with memory and mental fatigue, please?
Yes. Well, the brain has a very rich vascular supply, and obviously this blood circulation provides oxygen and nutrients. What your Ginkgosan does is that it improves microcirculation as well as oxygen supply to the brain. And in doing that, it optimizes the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to the brain. Additionally, it also has neuroprotective properties.
Wow, okay. Now, we all know what mental fatigue is all about and how devastating it can be on the quality of one's day. So, you know, in your language, can you just explain to us how mental fatigue can affect our daily tasks?
Well, if one is completely mentally exhausted, attention, concentration becomes affected, which means that work productivity obviously declines. Also, when one goes home, then you're irritable, you're exhausted, you're not enjoying your day optimally. So it not only affects the work day, but also then going home and just being social and yourself at home.
Well, and I think, you know, most importantly, you know, you don't have 100% focus, so it affects your driving in your car. You can have an accident.
Absolutely.
Or you forget to do something or you know, it's actually quite, it's really serious stuff. Mental fatigue is, and so many people suffer from it because they're overcommitted in their daily lives. And yeah, it's really a serious situation. So
definitely.
Now, okay, now we before you and I have already worked through your other product, Keen Mind, which is a similar product. And so here I would like you to tell us how, in fact, Ginkgosan differs from Keen Mind.
Okay, brilliant. Yes, your Keen Mind is, as we mentioned, indicated for your memory, your mental clarity. And some of the listeners may be thinking, but if Ginkgosan is indicated for memory and Keen Mind is indicated for memory, which one do you use? Keen Mind specifically is for patients who are trying to learn or who in the workplace are working at high capacity, but they struggle to keep that focus and concentration and to retain information. Your Keen Mind works on a neurotransmitter or a chemical in the brain known as acetylcholine. And that basically improves memory, storage of information, and the retrieval thereof. Your Ginkgosan, however, is not really where learning is difficult or remembering is difficult because they don't understand something. It's because they're exhausted. So your Ginkgosan is improving blood circulation to the brain. Keen Mind is working on the chemical or the neurotransmitter within the brain.
Okay, so there's actually quite a profound difference in the two products.
Yes.
So, okay, having said all of that, which is very important information, who would best respond to a natural medicine like Ginkgosan? Give us, paint a picture for us with the kinds of people that would do well with this product.
Well, I think the type of people extends from your younger students to your mentally fatigued adults, right up until your more senior patients. You know, when we start with the students, they generally are working quite hard, trying to study, remember all the information, and can become quite fatigued, attending lectures in the day, and then obviously studying and preparing for exams and assignments, especially at the end of the year. A lot of patients can relate to that burnout feeling. The same with your adults. You know, usually an adult will be working. If it's a mom, we usually have to look after children, come home, clean, cook, prepare homework, that kind of thing. So you can also reach that burnout. And then again, with the more elderly patient, where memory is not what it used to be, it becomes a little bit difficult. Remembering has to take a bit more thinking. So those are the patients that would benefit most from your Jinkosan.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Thank you. Now, we always come back to children. Is it safe for them to take it? What are your recommendations there?
Well, with regards to children, you know, if you think of a child, they're so agile and they're so resilient, they can keep going and they have this unbounding energy. Generally, we don't recommend the Ginkgosan for children under the age of 12 years of age. It's recommended from 12 years of up, which is standard adult age in terms of looking at medicines and supplements. So children best respond to your keen mind at a later stage when the pressure increases, they are participating in many cultural and sport activities, and homework load becomes a bit much and the pressure increases, that's where your Ginkgosan could come in.
No, okay, that's really quite clear there, hey? Thank you. Now, are there any cautions or contraindications with the use of Ginkosan, Janita?
There are no contraindications. However, we are slightly cautious in patients who are taking blood thinners or anticoagulants. The only reason for this is because your Ginkgosan is able to decrease blood viscosity or the thickness of the blood by inhibiting your platelet activating factor. And all that means is that your Ginkgosan might thin the blood a little bit. And if a patient is already on a blood thinner, their blood is thin. So we're just a little bit cautious. We don't want to overdo it. So usually the patients on anticoagulants or blood thinners, we don't recommend that they should take the Ginkgosan at the same time.
Okay, now I think we pretty much covered the whole product and we still got 3 minutes. So, can you just tell us if one walked into a health shop or a health pharmacy and you were looking for a product, what should one be looking for to make the right decision with the product?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, we always think, what does it mean? And then usually the most immediate next step is looking at price. And I think that this can be quite, it can deter you from making the right decision because we always think cheaper is better. But in terms of high quality premium natural medicines, you might pay a little bit more. And the only reason for this is because clinical research costs money to do. So what I would suggest to the patients is to actually look who is the manufacturer and what is their GMP, their good manufacturing procedure in the manufacturing of medicines. And when I mentioned previously about the Ginkgosan being synergistic, these two herbs contained within the product actually work together, whereas many formulations on the market are just actually formulated because A is good for this, B is good for that, C is good for that. But in actual fact, they might actually cancel each other out when they are in one capsule or one tablet together. So those are some of the things definitely a patient should look at when making their decisions.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's an unusual scenario. I've never actually heard of that. So we learn every day, there is a huge move towards people using alternate and natural medicine, which is what I fully believe in. But I think,
Definitely.
We've still got a long way to go. But having said all that, at least we're on the road, to achieving this. And so.
Definitely. And I think, like you said, we do have a long way to go. But at the end of the day, each patient or each person needs to take responsibility for their health and the way that they want to be treated. And I think that it's so important for the patient to educate themselves and then to actually demand it. So whichever route they go, they need to make sure that they are getting what they desire in order to achieve that optimal health resolution.
Absolutely. And so, yes, I think we've pretty much covered it all. And so, as before, we've had some really, really, I've learned such a lot from you. You are really, I must say, you're up to speed. Well, I mean, you're a qualified doctor, which is great. And so, I'm going to say thank you again, Juanita Ferreira, for the time spent. And I wish you all great things with Flawless and going forward. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, Heather.